Well, Mike, it's always good to have a chance to catch up with you. And here we are in Indiana at Technology Days, where a piece of equipment that you've designed and built is getting some attention.
Yeah, we got a new cover crop seeder. We've been seeding cover crops with a Miller sprayer for 4 years now, and we've developed a new seeder that we can seed 120-foot passes with this time, and Bex had asked us to bring it over to kind of help their cover crop program that they've got going on.
So what went into the design of this piece of equipment?
Well, we'd been using a Gandy box and a 90-foot boom to seed with up until now. We just felt like we wanted to try to get to where we're seeding in wider strips, and so we can get over more acres. And working with Miller Sprayer Company, and we've got a 120-foot boom from them that we've developed. Actually, it has the spray equipment on it right now. The nozzles are on it, and we've also built the cover crop seeding attachments on it. And then we've taken a Salford air tank and replaced the stainless steel tank on the Miller with that to push the seed out to the seed rows.
So did it present some challenges along the way?
Well, I mean, we pretty well had the design down from our first seeder. The sulfur tank has six outlets on it that we blow out to a flat fan distributor out on the boom with, where the Gandy box had individual Venturas that we're dropping into. So just a different concept there. Pressurized system on the sulfur tank that we think will let us get that pushed out to 120 foot. So
will the seeder be available in different sizes?
Well, we'll be building the way we've got it now. That seeder will be 120 foot. And then we've also developed a 90 foot self-contained seeder that we build the center frame and the booms. We're building aluminum booms for this one. And a couple Gandy air boxes on it that we'll be able to quick attach onto the front of a Miller sprayer, as opposed to having to take the tank off and put the seeder box on. But I think our limit there is about 90 foot on that seeder. I mean, we can go down below that. But 90 foot seeder, what we'll have there with a quick attach, shouldn't take over about 15, 20 minutes to change from spraying beans to putting a seeder on, go seed, and back and forth that way, or put a nitrogen bar on to side dress nitrogen with. So it's a quick attach unit, but I don't think we're going to build it any bigger than 90 foot, just from the limitations of getting seed out that far.
Mike, with all of the interest in cover crops, all the emphasis that's being put on cover crops, there's quite the potential for a need for equipment to get these cover crops on the ground.
Yeah, we've decided, in addition to our farming operation, to start a sideline business, Shooter Soil Health Solutions, to start building cover crop machines for other people. We've got a lot of interest in that right now, and I mean, we're not going to be able to build anything yet for this fall because we can't get the boxes we need anymore to get them built, but it's something we're working out of our farm shop right now and see where that develops from there. But we're looking at building cover crop seeders for other guys this winter.
Another good example of farmer ingenuity being put to work.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've, I guess my father taught me to, and he done a lot of it to begin with, build things to make life easier and do the things you need to do in as few passes as you can. I can remember back early on when he had a planter hooked behind a field cultivator and planting corn in one pass, so just in the blood, I guess.
Well, Mike, we wish you the best and look forward to hearing more about the seeder as it moves forward.
Thank you, Dave.